Kathy Kaler, welcome to studio.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Nice, I'm great, thank you. Nice to have you sitting opposite. When was the last time we were in studio together?
Probably Radiothon.
It was Radiothon.
Radiothon last year. It was a year ago.
So how are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, excellent, thanks. Are you looking forward to the Seder tonight?
Very much so. And I'm actually on my own.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it.
So Karen was messaging. She's quite nervous about it. Give us your, for anybody who is celebrating Pesach on their own, give us your tips, your approach.
My tips. You know what? I think that it's deeply, deeply personal, and I think that it all depends on how you see it.
Right.
One thing that I have learned, though, is that often we can't change the reality, but we can reframe it.
Right.
So if we, you know, instead of putting cutouts of the family who aren't going to be there around the table, that, what does that do? Where your mind goes, energy flows. You know, so it makes you focus on the not being there, on the lack.
Right,
rather look at what is there. This is one of the most intimate spaces that we'll ever share with God. And we, this year, are at God's Seder table. He's our guest and we are his guests. And it's an amazing, amazing opportunity. You know, and we, and I can't stand the word unprecedented.
No. We've eliminated
it. Can
we please drop that haven't used it?
We haven't used it in about three days.
Oh, no, come on, Zanati. And that in itself is unprecedented.
And I had to force you to stop using
it. May be unprecedented in our lifetimes, but it's not unprecedented. The very first Pesach, you know, God told the Jews, go to your homes and stay in your house. And we had to. Yeah. There was no question. Anyhow.
It's actually an incredible, incredible thing.
But I wanted just to kind of tell you about the state of the station, because I think that that's very important. On the 12th of March.
Right.
This was almost a month ago.
Yes.
I sent out an email to all of our presenters saying no guests in studio.
Right.
There was a little bit of resistance from guests.
Right.
You know, who didn't want to kind
because they wanted to be in studio. Any change is difficult.
But the Chai FM team and the Chai FM presenters have just been unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable and very supportive of it. At the time we had 9 presenters.
Right.
Who were in voluntary isolation because they had traveled.
Wow, okay.
That's 9. That's that's our community demographic. We are big travelers.
Yes.
And we're also big networkers. And for us, it was really, the writing was on the wall, and I knew that we needed to do something. Whatever measures other people were doing, we weren't going to follow. We were going to lead in this. And 51 people had to be set up in home studios, Howard.
Wow.
That was a huge,
huge
task.
Huge undertaking.
And I have to take my hat off to my technical team.
Yeah, they have been sensational.
To Thabo Mlangeni, really, the guy is an absolute legend. To DJ Flo, who held everybody's hands and did the training. To Craig Guthrie, who is in studio. Yeah.
Sorry, I know that word. The studio audience, which is not in studio, they're in isolation. But that's why it took longer, because we had to get everybody clapping at home and then collate it. Yeah.
They have just been absolutely incredible. And I just, my heart is just so full of gratitude for every single one of you. You know, Howard, you do this every single day, and no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what's happening in Zanati's life, you come in, you are the best start to our day.
Thank you.
All the way through, I mean, you actually said to me, I said, you know, in the worst case scenario where, you know, we have to have a complete shutdown, we would play documentaries, and you turned around to me and you said, no, this is the time when people need us the most.
I feel that's our job. That
is our job.
That
is completely our job.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, my team, thank God, have come forward and they have just been magnificent. So thank you. To our listeners, thank you for staying with us. And I hope that you're enjoying the radio dramas at 3 o'clock every day. We've got very, very special presentations this afternoon. We've got Rabbi Levi Avtson.
Yeah, I made a note to tune in for that.
Very, very straight talking rabbi. Very passionate about everything that he does, like most rabbis. I'm a huge fan.
What's interesting as well is that we've seen an incredible transition from the rabbis, from our communities, who have realized that, well, if people can't come to shul, if they can't come to the community centers, we've they've got to come to them.
Right.
And what I'm seeing in terms of availability of lectures, shiurim, engagement, learning programs, you know, today's the fast of the firstborn. If you're a firstborn male and you're Jewish, you're obligated to fast today because of the plague of the death of the firstborn. And the only way not to fast is if you can partake in a siyum, which is a celebration of finishing a section of learning. Mm. Yeah. And I'm looking, there are so many beautiful, celebrations happening right now online. And it's just phenomenal how we've just transitioned.
Thank God.
To a different place.
Because we needed to. We really, really needed to. I think as humanity, we were on a treadmill and we needed something that was going to press the stop reset button and propose opportunities for us. You know, if connecting with God is your thing, then that's the opportunity that's presented. Whatever opportunity there is, just look for it and you'll find it. So for anyone who's on their own, I just want to share a very quick story. A few years ago, I was too sick to go out. And my son, who was still in South Africa, opted to stay with me rather than go out to friends where we had been invited. And my daughter was on her gap year in Israel, and so it was just the two of us. We sat in the lounge in our pajamas. It was freezing cold. We sat with our duvets, and we did our own Seder. And we did it at the pace that we wanted to. We stopped. We chatted. We explored different stories. To date, it remains one of the most meaningful Seders ever.
I'm anticipating that our Seder, even though it's the first time in my life we're going to have a Seder with five people, it's not something that, I come from a very large family. We're always together.
Right.
And it's going to be very hard for all of us not to be together, but I still, with that, anticipate it's going to be one of our more meaningful Sidorim.
Because the focus changes.
Yes. And in fact, for the first time, I've said to our three children that are with us, you know, I want you each to prepare something, do research, because I'd love to hear from you. And my daughter is doing research on the role of women in Egypt, and that
speaks to Abby.
But exactly, so she's doing that. My 18-year-old, I've asked to research on, you know, there's a whole concept that we talk about Abraham's father being this idol worshiper. How is it that we're so comfortable talking about the terrible things in our past as though it's okay, you know, to talk about, you know, what we to research that topic. My other son will do the whole idea of freedom of choice. Well, if God hardened Pharaoh's heart, then how can he be punished for something
that wasn't really
his
choice?
Didn't seem like his choice.
Yeah.
So these are the different things that, you know, I'm doing my own topic. My wife is researching the spiritual growth as we move from Egypt to Sinai, how every day, how that was a physical but a spiritual journey. And I'm hoping that we're actually all going to be learning from each other from our own different perspectives. And I'm very excited about
that. Take the opportunity.
Yeah.
Take the opportunity. Yeah. Being on your own is, you know, we need to remember that we are not alone.
Yes.
Even though you're on your own, you are not alone.
Yeah.
And I say this from experience. So I just want to take this opportunity, firstly, to thank you for having me on, Howard.
Well, secondly, it was such a treat. Everybody, the Miss Kobo says, wow, Kathy Kayla making a surprise appearance on the she calls us the morning roast. Rakhadi.
Yeah.
The morning
roast.
With
a little roast.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be roast.
I just want to thank you. I want to thank everybody at Chai FM, and I want to wish you and all of our listeners really a chag. Pesach kasher v'sameach. May it be joyful. Find your joy. Find your raison d'être. Find that meaning, you know, and chag sameach.
And to you as well. Well done for the amount of effort and everything that has gone in to making sure that Chai FM was available during this time and will continue to be available.